Here on The Mark White Show, we're finding ways to make a difference, and we're looking for opportunities to make an impact on our communities. Whether in Alabama, across the country, or around the world, we can all make a difference. And it starts by taking that first step.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you could join us today. I hope that you're having a great day. I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by the things that you see around you. I know that there is a lot of negativity in this world, but if you look at The Mark White Show, what we're trying to do is make a difference in a positive way, and I hope that this show will encourage and inspire you moving forward. So with that, day before yesterday, I was talking to Stephanie Langford with Ronald McDonald House Charities of Alabama, and if you follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, you saw a post that I made about Stephanie and the fact that we were talking about Ronald McDonald House Charities, and she brought up her son, Zach. And Zach happens to have Down syndrome. And we started talking about the different organizations, the businesses, the individuals that we've covered through The Mark White Show. And during our conversation, she mentioned a young man named Hunter Norwood. And Hunter is the CEO of A Little Something Extra Ice Cream. Well, immediately, I was thinking, I need to get in touch with Hunter and his mom, Michelle. And so I sent her a message and said, hey, why don't you join me here on The Mark White Show? And right now, I do have Michelle and Hunter Norwood on the line. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Michelle and Hunter.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
Good.
I am so glad to hear that, and I know that about 3 days ago now, you received a very special award. I was excited for you, buddy.
Thanks.
Michelle, can you tell us about that, what that meant to you and your family?
Absolutely. We were honored to find out that Hunter had been nominated to receive the Youth Leadership Award for the Department of Vocational Rehab. And there were nominations submitted from all over the state, and Hunter was selected. And it was such a huge honor for him to receive that because of the efforts that he has made and continues to make through his business.
And that business being a Little Something Extra Ice Cream. Now, when I go to the Facebook page for a Little Something Extra Ice Cream, I see on the cover photo this beautiful truck that has faces on the side, and I see a big logo and a ribbon in the middle that's made the O of something and the X on extra. Tell us about that.
Yes, so the logo represents the name A Little Something Extra. It comes from the extra chromosome that causes Down syndrome. So the ribbon that is implemented into the design of the logo is actually the Down syndrome awareness ribbon. And so when the idea for the ice cream truck came to us, it just seemed like that was the perfect name for us. And everybody loves an ice cream treat. And then as the business plan progressed, we knew that we did not want to keep this business to only Hunter. And so we've extended it. And to date, we've got 22 young adults with intellectual disabilities who are trained as ice cream experts to work in the truck. And so those pictures that you see on the side of the truck represent not only our experts, but other people from our area, from young children to adults who have not only Down syndrome, but a variety of exceptionalities that it just makes it perfect.
And it looks to me, Michelle, as though there are some spaces to be filled in.
Absolutely. We hope that you can never see the, I hope eventually we're not even able to see the color of the truck, but we just see a lot of beautiful faces. That would thrill me. We keep adding. We've added some stars because our experts are stars. And then last year we also published our first book called Stars in My Eyes. And so we thought we would pull the stars into the truck, and they're iridescent, so they reflect when the sun's shining on it, and it just makes it breathtaking, if you ask me.
Well, and speaking of breathtaking and flashy, I know the media a lot of times will see something that stands out and it garners their interest, and that's no exception when it comes to what Mr. Hunter would wear in a ice cream suit.
Absolutely. So a year after we launched the business, A Little Something Extra Ice Cream, the International Ice Cream Association reached out to us and extended an invitation for us to attend their annual convention. It was in Las Vegas, Nevada. And their ice cream representatives from all over America and Canada were present. And so Hunter and our family was there as the guest of honor. And at that point, Hunter got him the most magnificent ice cream suit. And as if Hunter himself wouldn't make an impression, him in that suit, it was pretty phenomenal. He made a lasting impression with everyone in the ice cream industry.
I love it because as I look at pictures and I see people surrounding Hunter, he radiates and people feel that. I can see it. Even though I'm a great distance away, you can see it in the pictures how people surround themselves with Hunter that want to be with him, and there must be something very special about him that people feel.
We've often said that we feel like we have Elvis with us. You know, no matter where we go, you're right. People do radiate towards him, and some days Hunter is just open armed and he wants to love on everybody, and then some days Hunter's Hunter and he's like, thanks, and just, you know, give me my space. He's an incredible human being. I love everything about Hunter. And one thing that, you know, when he was younger, I worried, I felt like people might stare at him, and I did not want people staring because he might be a little different. But now I realize, you know, people are staring because they're like, I've seen him on TV. I've seen articles about him. Maybe I need to ask for his autograph. And that is exceptional to us.
How are you feeling today, Hunter?
That's very good.
Great. I'm glad I caught you on a really good day, my friend.
Yes.
How's the ice cream business?
Good.
So it's game day, and you're going to be somewhere special today selling ice cream, right?
Right. Tuscaloosa.
So do you want to tell them where they can find a little something extra and Hunter and other ice cream experts? Tell them where we're located. But when we're in Tuscaloosa, you can find us on the...
Square.
Yep, on the quad.
Or there's a quad. Oh, kidding me.
Got it.
So we have a contract with the University of Alabama as one of their food trucks, and we set up every home game on 6th Avenue on the quad, and we sell ice cream.
I tell you what, I took Cora, my daughter, to the game against Mercer. If I'd gotten there early enough, I would have gone to the elephant stomp and I would have been at the quad. So I imagine I would have seen the ice cream truck if I had made it to the elephant stomp.
You absolutely would have. We are on 6th Avenue. It's really hard to miss us from the quad. So we have a great view of Denny Chimes and all the action that's taking place there. We feel so blessed to be a part of it, and we're very excited.
Well, I hope that people that are hearing this right now, if they're in the Tuscaloosa area, will go and find you on 6th Avenue there in Tuscaloosa as we get ready for game day, Alabama playing Ole Miss. So that's a pretty good ball game, and maybe some ice cream will make people feel better on either side.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't matter who you're rooting for, that ice cream is going to be wonderful.
If it's okay with you all, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I really want to talk about what you guys want to do moving forward, how people can connect. I'm a first-time finder-outer, if you will, of this very special effort. And I want to help you guys in your business moving forward. Whatever you want people to know about you, I want them to know so that they can connect with a little something extra ice cream, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, folks. Right now, we're talking to Hunter and his mom, Michelle Norwood, with a little something extra ice cream. And I want to encourage you to stick with us. And I said stick. We're talking about ice cream. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
This is John from John's Reading Stock. I love the Mark White Show. Trust your mind.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I hope you're having a great Saturday morning. As we talk to Michelle and Hunter Norwood with a little something extra ice cream, and as I mentioned in the first segment, I was so glad that the conversation with Stephanie Langford with Ronald McDonald House Charities led to her son Zach, which led to talking about Hunter Norwood and this great business. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Hunter and Michelle.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zach.
I want to help your business. I know that a small business trying to grow, you're bringing in, as you mentioned, ice cream experts, you're teaching people. This is not just a business for you, but you have expanded it to other people to try to help them as well, right?
That's exactly correct. And it has been the most amazing journey that we could have ever, ever imagined.
So where did the idea of selling ice cream come from?
Well, as a child, I grew up in a small town, and I only dreamed of seeing an ice cream truck. We never had one. And so, you know, just that concept as a child myself was always, that would be amazing. So as Hunter started reaching his late teen years, I started really worrying and trying to figure out what he would do after high school. And I'm a special education teacher, and so with my own students, for a few years, we operated the school snack store. And there I saw that my students were able to gain social skills and financial literacy skills and employment skills. And just from that, we could move a large amount of product in a small amount of time, and they were able to spend time with peers and classmates that they might not have spent time with otherwise. And so it was, that is when it opened my eyes. And so the two ideas sort of merged one night. I woke up, I would often lay in bed thinking about these things. And I thought, okay, I've always wanted an ice cream truck. This is something I think Hunter could do. I'm a teacher. And initially I thought we might could just run routes in the summer. And so that's where the idea actually was born, from all of those different experiences just sort of merging together. And since then, of course, once we launched it, we never have ran routes because people are always reaching out to us. And we do a lot of company events where we go in and serve ice cream to their associates, their employees. We go into schools. We have served many medical professionals, and just about every day we have one to three events, and so it's been very wonderful. And during this this scary time of the world, during the pandemic, and a lot of people have needed to have themselves boosted up. You know, it's just a sad time, and oddly enough, an ice cream truck with all these beautiful experts is a wonderful way to boost morale across the board. And so even though it's been a tough time, it's been a great time for us to share smiles and hope and ice cream.
Well, let me ask you this, Michelle, going back just a little bit. Which came first, Hunter or becoming a special education teacher?
Hunter came first. That's a good question. So before I had children, I received my business degree, and oddly enough, and then when Hunter was 5 years old, I decided, we decided as a family that I could pursue my dream to go back to school and become a special education teacher. So I went back and received my fifth year and got a master's degree in special education. And then later I went back and got my educational specialist degree in collaborative ed as well. And then I loved that and started writing grants for the 21st Century After School Program and really enjoyed the administrative part of it. And I went back and got an additional master's in instructional leadership. And I tell you all of that to say I spent many years in school to sell ice cream. but we do love it. And I thought at one point, I've wasted a lot of time, you know, in school. But the truth is, every single one of those experiences from college and those degrees, they've played into helping us build this business, because it's not just selling ice cream, it's giving opportunities and training experiences to so many people. And nothing thrills my heart any more than just to see so much validation in each one of the people that we're able to serve. It's just been phenomenal.
You bring up a great point, Michelle, as I think about 5 years that I spent as a tortilla maker. And I made tortilla chips and had a restaurant and did that with my wife for 5 years. And as people are thinking about things that maybe took a chunk of their life, but ultimately it's what leads us to where we are. And so when we look at the different things that we have done in life, whether it was the time that I was a police officer or treated utility poles or whatever I've done, even scooped ice cream at a drugstore as my first job. Everything wow. leads to the next. And so I don't want anybody to think I regret this particular time period, because it may have taken that time period to get you to where you are or where you need to be.
That's exactly right. And I know through every journey of my life before Hunter was born and since, he's been a huge blessing in our life. Every single event, it brought people into our lives. It brought experiences in. And you see that it's just a big, beautiful puzzle where all the pieces connect. You're exactly right.
Well, and let's talk about the game day event and where people can find you again. And I want to also talk about the various opportunities for people to connect. I know that you mentioned that you handle businesses when they want to provide ice cream to employees. And so there's a lot of things that you all are involved in. I just want to make sure that people know what all A Little Something Extra Ice Cream offers.
Absolutely. So we'll start out with the University of Alabama. And it's a beautiful story how we have ended up there. Several years ago, we saw a story on ESPN Game Day about Walt Gary. And I don't know if you're familiar with Walt, but he was a super fan at the University of Alabama, and Walt happened to have Down syndrome. And so every Thursday he would go and he would give the team and Coach Saban his score prediction, and he would just bolster the team up. And so we saw that, and my maiden name is Gary, and so I was taken back on many different levels because he was such an encouragement. His last name was Gary. And we just loved everything about that. And so then the following year, we saw another story where Walt had passed away, and we were all heartbroken. But as things would turn out, someone had actually sent Hunter a shirt that said "Be Like Walt," and they were selling those, and they do sell them in the bookstore there at the University of Alabama. And I posted his picture. Well, Walt's mom saw the picture, and then she realized that we were the same people who had the ice cream truck that she had been following. So she reached out to us, and because she was at Tuscaloosa, she put us in contact with some people, and we were able to get the contract. So it does go full circle, as you and I had mentioned earlier. So we're there, and we are actually partnering with a program called Crossing Points, which is a post-secondary program for individuals with intellectual disabilities. And this college experience gives them an opportunity to be part of the college experience and also to gain independent living skills and employment skills. And so we are partnering, and a portion of our sales is going to go back into a scholarship fund for Crossing Point. So that's one portion of it. Another thing that we're working on is expanding a fleet, and we have several license agreements that are coming into play. So hopefully you're going to see multiple trucks of a little something extra on the road. And as time goes on, I hope you see more and more, because we want to continue extending opportunities. There's so many people out there, just like Hunter and myself, who are looking for something to invest our lives in and something for the world to invest. Hunter has so much to offer, and everyone does, so much more than just sitting at home every day. And he enjoys looking forward to these ice cream events. And I know that there are thousands of people out there just like him who have so much to offer the world and is just looking for that perfect experience. So that's another thing that we're offering. And then, as you mentioned, going into businesses, going in to serve healthcare professionals and a variety of things, we can be reached. We have a website. It's called alittlesomethingextraicecream.com. We also have a presence on Facebook, A Little Something Extra, as well as Instagram and Twitter. So any of those avenues, people could reach out to us, and then we can talk about how we could best serve their need. We are open to any kind of opportunity that people are interested in, as far as schools or businesses, birthday parties. We love it all.
What type of ice cream do you carry on the A Little Something Extra ice cream truck, Michelle?
We do not. We actually carry most of our products are from Blue Bunny. It's all novelty ice cream, like what you would see on an old-fashioned ice cream truck. We even have the music that plays. So it's pretty exciting to actually get the ice cream. We carry, at game day, we carry 11 varieties. On a typical day, we would probably carry about twice that many. But just so that we could stock up enough, we have abbreviated the menu for game day.
As we're getting into the fall weather, and as you mentioned, you have a contract with the University of Alabama, I know we get to eat ice cream outside a little bit longer than our counterparts to the north. How does it work trying to run an ice cream business year-round?
Well, we normally operate our business through the end of November, and then we take December, January, and February off to, and we do have a few events that are sprinkled through there. No pun intended there with the ice cream. But, and then we just go in full speed again. As soon as we get the first hint of spring, we start booking events again. But our second book, we published a book called Stars in My Eyes, as I mentioned, in 2020. And our second book is scheduled to launch the 1st of November. So this year, what we're hoping to do is schedule book signings and speaking events to do during the winter months. And that would also help promote our business. And we also have events planned where we're going to meet with people who are interested in also launching their own A Little Something Extra ice cream truck. So that's what we're going to do during those few months of downtime.
Now, speaking of your book, Michelle, what is the book geared toward? Is it geared toward children, or is it an adult book? How would you describe it?
Well, it is a children's book, but just as Stars in My Eyes, we have found that it appeals to all ages. Reading level, I would say it's about a fourth grade reading level. The second book is called Superpowers, and it takes on a comic book, an upscale comic book appearance, but it's called Superpowers, and it takes place the day that a child is born, and it explains everything about Down syndrome, except instead of using the word Down syndrome, it uses the word superpowers. And I like to go back to Shakespeare's quote, "A rose by any other name is just as sweet." The book is approximately 25 pages of the book. But what we did in the book, Stars in My Eyes, in our initial one, is we brought in 10 of our ice cream experts who did their own rendition of Starry Night. And so they had their artwork featured as well as their own photograph and a biography. And so I want to carry on that tradition with each book that we publish. So the second one, we have 8 young adults with a variety of exceptionalities who are featured as a superhero. And so they have their superhero biography as well as their actual biography in the back of that. So that will be an addition to the book. So it should be around 35 pages.
We all have opportunities and abilities. We need to expand those abilities. As I was telling you, I was talking to a young lady, Emily Atherton, with Sacred Selections Birmingham. She was talking about her sister, Angela, and she wanted to teach Bible class so badly. But ultimately, what she decided she could do was stand in the front doorway and greet people and hand out the weekly bulletin. And so she loves doing that job at her church. And we all need to find opportunities where we can, and don't think that you can't do something, because everyone can do something.
You're exactly right. And that is what I've tried to promote so much about A Little Something Extra Ice Cream, is there is a place for all ability levels. A few years ago, we had an expert who was confined to a wheelchair. He was nonverbal, and he had a lot of health issues, but he was able to have his wheelchair just sitting right outside of our serving window, and he had a communication device. So with each ice cream that was sold, his dad helped him match his communication device, and he said, "Enjoy your ice cream. Have a great day." And so we found a place for Justin, and that's what we love so much about this business, is there is a place for everyone.
That is awesome. And we're talking about A Little Something Extra Ice Cream. And Hunter and Michelle, it's been great to have you both here on the Mark White Show today. And I want people to check out alittlesomethingextraicecream.com. They can give you all a call at 256-601-7125. I hope you have a great game day there in Tuscaloosa on the quad. I'll say roll tide, and hope you have a successful business venture there, whether it be an Ole Miss fan or an Alabama fan or someone who just happens to be at the game because somebody dragged them along. So I hope you all do well at the game today.
Thank you so much, and we hope to see you all on the quad.
All right. Hunter, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, buddy.
Okay, Mark.
I hope that you're inspired by A Little Something Extra Ice Cream. And Hunter Norwood and his effort and the ice cream experts, I want to give a shout out to all the ice cream experts at A Little Something Extra Ice Cream. When we come back, we're going to have a very special, very first episode from Cora White called Cora's Corner. I hope that you'll stick with us as she reads us a story. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, y'all. This is Wiggles with Wiggles World in Texas. And I just wanted to remind y'all, no matter what age you are, you can always make a difference. A little smile can brighten up anybody's day no matter what. You're listening to The Mark White Show.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
Welcome to Cora's Corner. Cora has a very special story for you today, and I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to Cora's Corner. I'm Cora White. Today I'm going to read you the tale of Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter. Once upon a time there were four little rabbits, and their names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. They lived with their mother in a sandbank underneath the root of a very big fir tree. "Now, my dear," said old Miss Rabbit one morning, "you may go into the fields or down by the lane, but don't go into Mr. McGregor's garden. Your father had an accident there. He was put in a pie by Mrs. McGregor. Now run along and don't get into mischief. I am going out." Then old Mrs. Rabbit took a basket and her umbrella and went through the wood to the baker's. She bought a loaf of brown bread and 5 currant buns. Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, who were good little bunnies, went down the lane to gather blackberries. But Peter, who was very naughty, ran straight away to Mr. McGregor's garden and squeezed under the gate. First he ate some lettuces and some French beans, and then he ate some radishes. And then, feeling rather sick, he went to look for some parsley. But round the end of a cucumber frame, whom should he meet but Mr. McGregor? Mr. McGregor was on his hands and knees planting out young cabbages, but he jumped up and ran after Peter, waving a rake and calling out, "Stop, thief!" Tune in next week to find out what happens to Peter in Mr. McGregor's garden.
You've been listening to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I hope The Mark White Show is an encouragement to you. If it is, I hope you'll share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family and let them know about The Mark White Show as we continue to try to make a difference in our communities. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, also on LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to a Saturday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today.